It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your host, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Good afternoon, Tampa Bay, and welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on this, well, I tell you what, on this first spring game of the Rays 2023 season, the 25th anniversary season. On this February 25th, we're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, across from Tropicana Field, 13th and Central, right down here in the heart of St. Pete. And Ben Botham's got the day off. Of course, he's my number one draft pick from Savannah State, and he's now a Seminole Warhawk high school baseball coach, assistant coach, and I'm very, very proud of him, and he has a tournament today. And as always, we've got a very, very diverse show. We're going to talk a lot of high school. We're going to talk to Chris Blackwell. Congratulations to the St. Pete High Green Devils for the second consecutive year. They have advanced to the Final Four in Lakeland, and we'll have him on about 12:35. We'll have the Eckerd College girls women's volleyball team. We'll have Coach Michelle Luna, and some of the girls will come down, and they'll visit them in about 10-15 minutes in our Triton time. We do that every other Saturday, recognizing Eckerd College and their sports programs. And I went this past week to the women's game, and it was an absolute blast. It was seniors' day. My intern, Nicole Scales, she had a superb game, and it's just a lot of fun going over there each and every game, home game. I'm going to go over the next two games there. Tuesday and Thursday, the Sunshine State Conference Championships take place. Of course, from the Fergs, from the front row, brought to you by Ice Pick and Sea Dogs. We've got over 100 televisions down here at Fergs, and it's March Madness is right around the corner. In fact, next week is the conference championships. And so a lot's at stake right now, trying to get inside that bubble of 66 teams that will be participating in March Madness. At the local level today, we've got Miami, the Hurricanes against Florida State. Miami's definitely in the dance. Florida State, Coach Leonard Hamilton having a tough year. Very tough year for Leonard Hamilton. Sad to see he's done so much for that program. Florida Atlantic, ranking number 25 in the country. They're definitely in the dance. And they'll be taking on UTEP. Also tonight, you got a little Bolts action. They're playing up in Detroit, the Red Wings. Come on down. Anything you want to watch, there'll be some preseason baseball on, actually. I don't know why a lot of people are in tune to it, probably trying to figure out the new rules changes. However, we'll do that a little bit later on. We've got Big O and the Axeman. They'll be on, and we'll break things down in the last 45 minutes. We'll talk NCAA college basketball. We'll talk Rays and some of the changes in the game of basketball this year. But we've got an expert at 105. We've got Peter Gollenbach. Peter Gollenbach is a recognized New York Times best-selling sports writer. He lives in the neighborhood. He'll walk down. We'll have Peter on here in the second hour. But right now, I know he was on my first broadcast 100 years ago, it seems like. And we may not have raised the bar because I'm still behind the mic. But we've raised the number of stations we're reaching now. We'll be in 9 stations across the Sunshine State. And our partnership with RadioSt.Pete.com is exploding. We're going to have a sports-only channel, FloridaSportsStream.com. That'll be out soon with a variety of content, everything from MMA to high school to pickleball, you name it, racing shows. It's going to be a cornucopia, if you will, of sports podcasts, and we'll be the landing spot for it. So it's I'm looking forward to it. But, I owe you and I owe Joe a lot for where we've gotten and where we started. I remember 2 years ago at this time, we would have done the show podcast, and then we always did a music piece, remember?
That's right, yeah.
I thought we were like the Tonight Show. We got to wind things down, with a little live music.
Right, that didn't work so well. I'm Jay Kolb. I'm the music
I was
director
about to introduce
at,
you.
At Radio St. Pete, and thanks, Mike, for letting me jump behind the mic here for a little.
Anytime, my friend. So what's going on at Sunshine?
Well, we have had some great growth at Radio St. Pete Sunshine 96.7 FM. We are now almost at 1,000 local acts on the station, representing probably 3,000 musicians. And we are up around 3,500 songs now, again, all local. And we are just absolutely thrilled with the response we've had, not just from the music community and the musicians in town, but also from the venues that play live music and support the local musicians. We've just been thrilled with how this has progressed over the last couple of years.
And did we just have our second anniversary?
We're just coming up on it, yeah.
So I thought.
Yeah. Yeah, and we've added more shows. We have the Florida Folk Show airing just down the street at the Craftsman House Gallery from 10 to 12. And then we've added a brand new show called Women of Song, which is 4 to 5 on Mondays. And that's hosted by Fiona Frenche, a great local singer. And she's highlighting all the great women singer-songwriters here in the area.
One thing that I thought was pretty cool is you add more jazz to the content as well.
Yep. WUSF didn't want to continue their overnight jazz program, and we decided to jump in with both feet. So we now have overnight jazz, and we're absolutely thrilled about that. We have a lot of local talent. We also mix in some of the nationally recognized jazz stars. So it's a great program, and we're absolutely thrilled that we can fill that void.
Well, you couldn't be in a better place, St. Pete, without the amount of smaller venues and the music available. On any given Friday night when I leave here, occasionally I'll drive down to the beach drive just to see what's happening before I head to the other beach. And I counted 13, I think it was last Friday night, this was around 7 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
I could hear the music coming out side under the street, or they were on the street.
Yeah. St. Pete is absolutely a vibrant music town. We're right up there with Austin and Nashville. We might not have the public name recognition as those places do, and they're wonderful. They have great music there, but we've got a very vibrant, wonderful local music scene here.
Well, as they say, music and sports bring people together.
Absolutely.
And we do that down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, and you're doing it with Sunshine and RadioSt.Pete.com as we meld both genres together. So what do you got going on?
Well, we have a fundraiser coming up. The reality with 501c3 volunteer-run organizations like 96.7 Radio St. Pete is we have to ask for money, and we've had a great response from some local businesses, 7C Music, North End Tap House, Creative Grape here in the historic Kenwood section, Total Air, the Haas Coffee Shop up in Largo have all come on board, the Ale and the Witch as corporate sponsors, corporate underwriters, so we're absolutely thrilled and very grateful for their help. And then we've had a wonderful response from musicians and from just listeners to the station coming in at $5 a month and helping us out. Our next fundraiser is Friday, March the 10th from noon to 5. We're going to do that one from Zoe's, which is just down the street here on Central. It's at 2245. We'll be broadcasting live from noon to 5. And the way we like to do these fundraisers is not just to ask people for money, but also entertain people. We're going to have musicians in and out all day long playing about 20-minute sets, and you'll get to listen to some of the best local singer-songwriters. On Saturday, March the 11th, we're going to do it again, this time from noon to 4, and we'll be at Grapes Wine Cafe, which is on Corey Avenue down on St. Pete Beach. And again, we're going to have
great little spot.
It's a wonderful little spot. And again, thanks to those venues for opening up their doors and letting us kind of invade their space a little bit and help us raise a little bit of money. Some of the local singer-songwriters that are going to play are some of the really the best in town. Rebecca Pulley, Ben Rogers, Randy Burton, Josh Plummer, Jamie Thomas, Keith and Frank, Ren McLean, great young singer-songwriter, Adriana McDonald, another young singer-songwriter, and L.A. Moore, a wonderful list. There's a whole lot more. I won't run through them all. And it's going to encompass everything from sort of pop and jazz to folk to rock. We're going to just kind of give you a good sampling of what St. Pete has to offer in terms of live music.
Well, and I applaud you from taking this thing out of its infancy to being a recognized, I go to the Disc Exchange down here on Central, and I've got one of our Sunshine signs in there, and he goes, more and more people tell me when they walk in my shop that they're listening to 96.7 FM.
It's been hugely rewarding. So, again, thank you very much, and go Bolts. They've got They need to get over a little hump here. They had a tough loss the other night to the Ducks, and they need to get on the winning streak.
Well, they're in Detroit. We'll see how that goes tonight. And I didn't know you were a soccer guy. Hey, real quickly, how about that incredible story about the marathon lady from here, young woman?
I would love to get
We're getting her on, man.
That's a fascinating story. Seven marathons in 7 days on seven continents.
Unbelievable.
It was just
and that when you read it, what her regimen was and what she went through.
Holy hell. Not only the running the marathon, but the logistics of that, of getting on a plane and flying here and
the
running.
Precision that it took.
Yeah, it's quite a story. And we would love to, if you're listening, give us a shout here, because we would love to get you on and tell our listeners about how you managed to pull that trick off. That's quite an amazing accomplishment.
Well, I'm going to dig. Well, Jay Cope, thanks for coming down. Thanks for all the support, my man. Looking forward to a bright future. And March 10th, a fundraiser. And one more time, how do they get a hold of you?
Yes, the best way to donate is you can just go right to RadioSaintPete.com. You can click on the donate button, and it will take you to a page where you can pick Venmo or PayPal, or you can pay by your credit card. You can make a one-time donation, or you can donate a regular $5 or whatever you would like a month. And if you're really old school, there's an address there, and you can write a check and stick in the mail.
All right, my man. So that's our entertainment news. Our partners at Sunshine. Now let's get entertained. Why don't you move down here, ladies, and get in front of these microphones. And I can really look like the small shrimp that I am. Yeah, please stay seated. That way I my neck doesn't hurt from looking up to you at my 5'4".
It's okay. I'm 5'7". So
5'7"?
Yeah, I'm not too much taller.
Who said you're taller?
No,
you definitely are taller. Yeah. Every year, I never want to measure myself because I think, oh, my God, I just lost another one. So how have you been, young lady?
She's just doing
video. She's your videographer?
Yeah.
Well, we don't want to cut her out of the conversation. Who do we have here?
Newly hired. My wife. Free show.
All right. Talk into those microphones. There we go. Now, from left to right, who do we have here?
I'm the head coach of Beckard College Volleyball, Michelle Pansadosi Lima.
Did I meet you last year?
I don't think so.
Then Amanda didn't want to send you down here. You probably didn't. That side's the side you want. That side right there, young lady.
I think I got
myself out of it. You're a videographer. Now you're fired on the audio. There you go.
I think I got myself out of it last year and sent
out
my assistant
it.
Coach.
Coming down to Ferg's? Yeah.
You went out of this.
Yeah, you're not getting out of this one. I've been coming to Eckerd. I'm gonna come watch you guys play too. I've been coming because Nicole Scales is one of my interns. She's my only intern in the collegiate world, and I've been to my second game in a row. Okay, I went to senior night. I went to the University of Tampa game, and I'm going to the playoffs.
Wow!
I love the environment over there to watch sports, man.
Yeah, that's a good time. Yeah, the only collegiate athletics program in St. Petersburg, and more people need to know about Eckerd College Athletics, because there's some great teams there.
And that's what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I tell you what, the coolest thing the other day was, I walk up, and there's my buddy. I live not too far from it down the beach. There's my buddy flipping burgers and dogs, Tommy Ryan.
Yeah.
And I go, oh my, what are you doing? He said, oh, I do, you know, quite a few games. I'm thinking, one and done. And you know, it was the University of Tampa game. I thought, that's a big game. So then I show up for seniors night, dogs and burgers again.
Yep.
So for an old bachelor, that's, oh my God.
Did you get on that? Did you get on the bounce house?
No. The kids wouldn't let me in there. Not with this brain. So when does you guys have a fall and a spring season, or does they just overlap from the previous year to the current year?
No, we have an off season in the spring for indoor. We'll be playing six competitions this spring, but spring primarily is when we kick off the beach volleyball season, which is a separate sport and separate.
Exactly. Well, I had the beach girls down last year.
Yeah.
And you dodged that one too?
Yes.
He dodges.
I'm not that bad a guy. I'm just an old man with a microphone in front of me.
It's not you. Shy. It's me.
Well, in fact, you probably don't have practice on a Saturday, and who wants to, you know, have to all get together? Well, you're at Ferg's. You can have a beverage. Well, maybe you can't. You can have a beverage and a bite and relax. It's not that long of a drive. Do you live in the neighborhood?
I actually live in Parrish, about 40 minutes away.
Oh, now I understand why you did not want to come to. I hope you had something else you had to do this week.
We've got a nice pool in our backyard.
Yeah, and a beautiful day. So let's go over your bio. How you ended up at Eckerd? Where you're from? Your role in the game since you're a young lady, probably.
Yeah, so I've been in college athletics for 17 years. I've been the head coach at Eckerd for 11. Before
did you start when you were 10?
That's how you.
You look like
sweet.
You could.
I'm coming back. For
she looks
sure.
like you could still be playing.
I'm coming back for sure.
See, I know how to work it.
I got hired at Eckerd. It's my first head coaching job, and I came from East Tennessee State.
Really?
Yep. Before that, I spent 6 years as an assistant at Nova Southeastern University, who's in our conference.
Exactly. And, they just played them in basketball Wednesday night.
Great school.
Fort Lauderdale.
Athletics is pretty big there. So, and then I played at University of Tennessee, and I played overseas for a little bit in Austria and Puerto Rico.
So you're a volunteer?
I am.
That a girl. When you mentioned East Tennessee State 100 years ago, I went. It was the Ohio Valley Conference, and I went to Western Kentucky. So I've been to East Tennessee State, Middle Eastern, the whole deal. But you, I love Knoxville. My sister lives in Knoxville. Isn't that a great town?
It is incredible.
Right now, Knoxville, in fact, is one of the fastest growing communities in America, and even from a corporate standpoint.
Wow.
Yeah. Which unfortunately might be its ruin. You know, it's happening to Nashville. I mean, it's,
yeah.
You know, what years were you at Tennessee?
Tennessee, I graduated in 2005. So I think it was 2001 to 2005.
Were you hanging out with the Mannings then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were around.
I'll tell you what, that stadium during the football game was about 105,000 strong.
Yeah. It's the coolest experience you've ever seen. And actually, a few years ago, we had a hurricane. We had to shut down at Eckerd. So I took like 8 of my players up to Knoxville, and we went to a football game. We got front row seats.
Oh,
it was incredible.
I bet they
just had a hurricane. Why didn't we do that?
Look at these girls going. When do we get our trip to Knoxville?
Right? That's cool. Maybe this. We hope that not, but not maybe the upcoming season.
All right. So how did you find Eckerd? They find you.
Eckerd found me. Yeah, I was sitting at my desk at ETSU, and the athletic director at the time called me and said, I'm the athletic director at Eckerd, and we're looking for a head coach, and you're someone that we want to talk to. And I was like, can I call you back? Like, I'm literally sitting at my desk at work. But I came down and I saw the St. Petersburg area, which I didn't get to see as much as an assistant when I was at Nova. And met the AD, and I was just like, this is a great place for me to start and grow, because I knew I was going to have a lot of growing to do as a head coach. So,
well, when you see that beach on the campus, it kind of gives you an indication of where you're at. And I say this to every coach. I say, you know, no offense, but you're not great recruiters. You don't have to be. All you got to do is convince them to get down here, or if they're international, to Zoom and show that beach in the neighborhood, and it's pretty much a closer.
That's
what happened.
Is that what happened to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Nicole Scales was from Chicago.
Yep.
She transferred from North Dakota State, and I've been to Fargo many, many times in my life. That was one of the easiest moves for her, and I met her mom the other day. She said, oh, my God, I'm so happy when she decided to make the move down here away from Fargo, North Dakota.
Yeah, and these two actually are both transfers as well from Indiana State and Rutgers. So they understand that completely.
Yeah, wanted to get out of Indiana.
Who's the sycamore?
Me.
Former sycamore. My buddy is the head basketball coach, Greg Lansing.
Oh, he's not anymore.
He's not anymore. No. And his wife was the AD.
He left last year or something. I don't think they're together.
Oh.
I don't know.
That's breaking news. I haven't talked to him since I moved here. I haven't talked to him for about 3 years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. Well, that's probably why you left, huh? The sycamores.
Yeah, just because of that.
All right. So as far as you recruiting young ladies, do you stay domestic or you're international? There's so much international flavor on all the teams at Eckerd. It's pretty amazing, actually.
Stella's from Greece.
Stella's actually from Greece.
Oh, there you go.
Giannis out here.
Yeah. I think international is a great way to go. There has to be a nice balance, I think, on the roster with that. And then I go for the Midwest kids. I think that's just been my niche. So they want to come to
Florida. Indiana.
They've been to Florida usually with family, so it feels like something exciting for them, and they're great at volleyball. So,
well, and you'd be surprised at that. Now, what have you ever played beach volleyball?
No.
You're not going to see that happening, but it looks like it's a blast.
Yeah. For beach volleyball, we really stick with Florida kids. So we have so many beach volleyball players.
Is that an NCAA sanctioned sport?
Yes.
Is it? You know, like I've had the sailing team down, and they're not NCAA sanctioned.
Yeah.
They travel a lot, some cool places, cool campuses, but they're not NCAA sanctioned. Mm-hmm. All right. So what is the window of your season?
We play in the fall, so our first competition usually is the first weekend in September, and then we get to the NCAA tournament beginning of December, usually end of November, beginning of December. So it's a fall sport.
Any practice during the spring or get together at all, or
yeah,
on their
we're
own?
Training year round, and in the spring we'll have 6 off season competitions, which they don't count for anything. It's just time to compete and see what the next season might look like.
Okay, cool. All right. Now let me see if she did me right here. You're Ashley.
I am Ashley.
Ashley Eck?
Yep, that's me.
Thank you, Amanda. And I didn't want to try to butcher your name. And so
we call it Lima Bean.
Lima Bean.
Lima Bean.
Canta Dosi Lima, a.k.a. Lima Bean.
That's mine for her.
Yeah. I'm not going to say that, but you can. All right. So are you from the state of Indiana?
I am, yeah.
Where at?
Greenwood. It's 20 minutes south of Indianapolis.
I hitchhiked through there one time on my way back from Notre Dame, 100 years ago, Notre Dame to Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Southern Indiana. It is beautiful, though. Southern Indiana's not bad.
Okay, yeah. I live in, like, the city area, so it's not bad, but...
Great place to be from. Are you gonna stay here?
Yeah, my plan is to live in St. Pete when I'm older.
Okay. So what year are you?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior, and you've been here 3 years?
At Eckerd?
Yeah.
No,
I'm sorry, you transferred. What year did you transfer?
I just transferred this past year.
Oh, so you're
1 year together.
She's pretty feisty for a rookie.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a newbie. Yeah. But that's what you want.
I love that about her.
That's what you want, yeah. So talk about your history, your family, how you got to Indiana State and then the migration down here.
So in high school, I was doing a bunch of recruiting like my junior year. And then I ended up choosing Indiana State because it was like closer to home. Ironic that I'm in Florida now, but I chose that and I didn't really enjoy the experience completely. So I entered the portal and then I knew I wanted to go somewhere south, like Florida or California, somewhere like warm because I was tired of the snow. And then after that, I ended up talking to Eckerd, and it's like you said, I went on a visit there and I fell in love with it. And the campus was beautiful. The coaches were so like relatable. The girls were all great. So I fell in love with it, and I just really wanted to go here. So,
did you have any other options that you were on?
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to a couple other schools. I just like, and when I was talking to Michelle, I kind of was like, I'm talking to these other schools. Like, I'll come visit though, whatever. And then like after the visit, it was like sealed because I was talking to some schools in the same conference.
Oh, were you
in the Sunshine Conference? Yeah, I just was like. It was a done deal when I came to visit. So,
all right. Anybody at home listening? We archive this on our radio, stpete.com. Anybody at home listening?
Maybe my mom. Hi, Mom. I miss you.
What's mom's name?
My mom's name is Pamela.
Pamela, you have a feisty, beautiful young lady here. I look forward to watching her play next fall. And, next fall you'll have senior night. I'll have to come to senior night. You know, I don't care what the sport is, and she can tell you she's been through a ton of them.
Yeah,
it is an emotional night. I don't care if it's guys, girls, you got your family there, whatever. It just hits you finally. This is it.
Yeah.
And unless you have aspirations and you have the talent to go, you know, internationally or in the States, you're done.
Yeah.
And that finality, you've been playing since you're probably 8, 9 years old. It strikes you. And I remember both of my boys were college athletes, and I remember being at the 50-yard line, my oldest, and football, and trying to be Mr. Tough Guy.
Yeah.
And he's doing the same thing. I'm looking over him, and he's doing this, and I'm doing that. And I'm looking at all my buddies, and all they're standing next to their monster sons, and I'm like, damn, I don't think I can hold them back.
Yeah.
You know how guys are, stupid.
Yeah.
But I saw that on Wednesday night with, I think there were 5 seniors. And, you know, they're great memories, but it's kind of a surreal moment because, yeah. You know, it comes to an end. What do you do as a coach? Just tell them just to live in the moment, enjoy it?
I hate it.
Kicks us to the curb.
I hate every second of it. Because it's too many emotions for me to have to push away. And
before the game.
We have to focus on the game.
Yeah. That's the thing. They should have it after the game.
That would be lovely. Yeah. But, yeah.
Well,
it's going to be like 11 o'clock by the time we start doing it.
That's a good point. Because, you know, you got the parents there. They're handing out the flowers. Everybody's hugging, crying, cheering, doing a bio. Yeah. And anyway. So, you got a favorite moment? This fall, when you were playing?
I would probably say beating Tampa at Eckerd.
That seemed to be the number one in every sport, especially baseball. They cannot, baseball.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're like our rivals, so they beat us at the beginning of the season. So then when we played them, we played at home. We had a big crowd, like our athlete friends, like a bunch of people came to support us. And then it was a close game the whole time. We went five sets, and then we won by two. So it was a really good game, but it felt like we won a national championship. But
that's the beauty of a rivalry like that. You know that at any level, any conference you're in. I mean, there's one team that you want to beat, mm-hmm. and here it's the University of Tampa. That's why the other night when there was they played and when I walked in, I was talking to Tom Eaton. I probably ate four cheeseburgers. Anyway, and by the time I got in there, down 13, I thought, man, the first game I'd gone to, I thought I'm a bad penny. They catch up, they tie, and then at half they tied. Then they went down 13 in the third. Then they tie it up, and I'm thinking they're going to beat Tampa. And they went in OT and got beat. But you could see that both clubs, you know, this is the game they wanted to win against the University of Tampa. Yeah. And all right. Now you got to give me volleyball 101. What's your position?
I am the libero, so I'm the one.
The what?
Yeah. I'm the one that's bumping it all the time. I dig the ball from. I wear the other color jersey.
Okay. You got to dumb it down, kind of like
I'm trying.
With me right now. I had to do a soccer show last week, and that I don't even know.
Yeah, I know
the ball's hardly
soccer.
Around, and my sidekick got a concussion. The kid, he was my soccer savant.
Uh-huh.
It was a struggle. So you're the one with the different color jersey. And
just
what's your
for
role?
Fun. I dig the ball.
Oh, you're a digger.
I'm a bumper. Yeah. I stay in the back row the whole time. So.
Oh yeah. 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 I knew a gal was that. I mean, you're tough.
Sure.
Yeah.
One would say
you have
that.
To be.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. What's your major?
I'm double majoring in marketing and communication.
You looking for any intern hours next year?
Yeah, I am.
Nicole's taking off. So you're in.
I know. I need one for the summer if anybody wants.
Well, yeah. Summer, too. Hey, you got it.
Right, hear me
out. Because Nicole's done. Nicole's done. See? It was worth coming down here today.
Thank you.
All right. Now let's pass the microphone down to this young lady.
Stiliani.
But you got a nickname for her, too?
Yeah, I call it Stiliani.
That's my real name, but
like
it's really hard.
But people call her Stella.
Is this your stand-up comedian on the team?
Two of them. That's why I brought them.
Oh, together.
I wanted people to be entertained.
Oh, this is entertaining. And you haven't even got a word in edgewise from Indiana here.
I'm proud of her.
I'm still on the show.
Indiana's eating up all the time.
Oh, I need to say hi to my dad, too. Hi, Dad. Sorry.
What's your pop's name?
Randall.
Well, hey, Randall. Yeah,
you'd be mad if I just said hi to my mom.
Well, I suppose. I didn't want to touch that topic.
Yeah, I'll say hi to my sister, too. Hi, Snemmy.
Yeah, you should.
Hi, Courtney.
You
hi, Charlie. Hi, Bella.
You want to get your high school yearbook out and do some shout-outs?
Yeah, start listing everybody.
All right. Should I mute her mic?
No, don't mute me.
Okay, we won't. All right, young lady. Welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, and finally get to you. Maybe the best for last.
Yes.
There you go, Coach.
Some would say.
All right. And speak a little louder.
Okay.
And what position do you play?
I'm an outside hitter, so I'm like front row and back row. But like when I'm front row, I'm on the left side.
You're on the left side?
Yeah.
Okay. That means nothing to me, but
she just hits the ball hard.
Yeah, I'll do all kinds of stuff. I hit the ball, I dig, I pass.
So you're from Greece.
Yeah.
And how did Coach find you? You guys have like agents over there or something at Pine Colleges?
But I went to, I'm a transfer, so I went to Rutgers first for 2 years. And then literally the last day that I had the chance to get into the portal, I entered the portal and then Coach Michelle emailed me. And then we communicated and we clicked, like we hit it off right away. So I was here without even like visiting or anything.
Well, and no offense to Rutgers, and I've been on that campus again.
I know.
It's a done deal, yeah. Right? What was it like playing in the Big Ten?
Oh, it was tough. Like, these kids are huge. Like, it's scary sometimes being in there. But it was a very good experience to have, and then coming here with that experience and, like, helping in that way.
And what year are you, young lady?
I'm a junior. I'm the same as Ashley.
You're a junior?
Yeah, I'm a junior.
All right. And your favorite moment this past fall?
It's the same thing. It's the same
It was a good
thing.
Moment.
We beat Tampa because we were really working hard for it. And, like, the crowd was so good. Everything was so good. Our how we're talking on the court was really good. It was really fun. That was my favorite moment, I would say.
That's
but
cool.
But then I don't want to say that one loss was my favorite moment. Like, we made it to the tournament, and that was, like, a really good moment, too.
Absolutely.
And then we lost in the first round. But I think for us, we can take this moment. I felt like it was a good moment because we're learning from it. Yeah. And I feel like next year we
can. Well, I'm sure Coach felt that way.
So
yeah.
Much.
Yeah.
More.
Especially, they're underclassmen still.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you guys are the leaders next year, so I'll expect a lot out of you.
Yeah.
I'm sure that you're going to be very vocal. I'm not concerned about that.
Thanks.
Inspirational leader. Or get it done, or you're yeah, in your face. Yeah, you probably don't have to do a lot of that with her around.
No.
No. And I'm sorry, your major?
Oh, I'm a business admin major, and I'm minoring in marketing.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, if she doesn't do the job, since I offered it first,
yeah,
or maybe we can split hours so everybody can get something accomplished. But I am, believe it or not, I am approved for intern hours. And low pay, and you got access to Fergs too. So there's a lot of positives.
Yeah,
there's a lot of positives. All right, you want to do a shout out because obviously we're streaming and we archive that, and you can reach out back home and tell them to listen on the archive on RadioSaintPete.com.
My family, because they're my support system. My dad, my mom, and my sister, and all of my friends that are there for me.
Well, let me ask you that: what do they think about you coming to the States when you originally came? I bet that was a little tough decision.
No, my mom was literally crying all the time.
Probably still does. She's listen to you on the air and she'll cry.
Yeah, I don't know if my dad is crying when I'm like not seeing, but they were sad, but they were proud of me that I'm like doing this step for myself, and they're supporting me in every step. So I'm good.
Well, the life lessons you're learning, you know, being an international traveler, and there's so many, you know, I walk on that campus, whether it's recruiting for internships or events or meetings with Tom and Amanda, and you hear a lot of different languages,
mm-hmm.
and you look around, you're like, oh, it's Eckerd, you know, and I think that's very cool in this 21st century we live in. You guys are blessed, actually.
Yeah.
Especially us Midwesterners.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. My sister actually came this past weekend for family weekend, and she was like talking to a bunch of the international people because there's like people on the soccer team, people on the basketball team. And so like us, we don't hear these accents. So I'm like, when I met Stella the first time, I'm like, hold on, you're from Greece? Like, say this. And she just entertains me with it. But it's like a new world because I don't hear people talk all the time, you know?
Did you ask her to make you a gyro or anything stupid?
A what?
A gyro.
Well, we can actually. Is it a gyro or is it?
Oh my god!
What is it?
Can you
it's
give
not
us
gyros, please?
It's people, not
please.
A gyro.
Gyros is gyros.
Gyros.
Okay.
Like work on that. Gyros. You need to eat one of them.
She's good. She's really good.
What?
Just say the bad word.
Ella, Malacca.
I hope Greek.
I'm Greek.
Well, maybe you can take her home, but you're going to have to give her a list of things not to say.
Yeah.
Real coach, I tell you what, I'm glad you came down and brought this entertainment with us today. And I look forward to coming next fall. I'll give you guys a warning when I'm coming.
Yeah, that would be great. Thank you for having us. This is really cool.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, we love, I just love the relationship I have with Triton, the Triton Time, and you know where Drake University's at.
Grace.
In Des Moines. They were in the same.
Drake. Yeah.
I had the same kind of relationship with Drake for, you know, over a decade and a half. So we're nurturing that at Eckerd, and I'm looking forward to it.
I love that. We're grateful for you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right. Go Vols. Hey, they're
Go Tritons.
Go Tritons, exactly. Thank you for the videography.
Thanks, pre-show. Shout out, pre-show.
All right, we got to take a break. Oh, my God. I got Coach Blackwell, who just won last night. We got to keep him. We got to go right to him. Coach Blackwell from the St. Pete High Green Devils. What a win last night. I'm not going to take credit for it, obviously, but I told you that I'd get you on today after you advanced. And for the second consecutive year, my man, you're going to Lakeland. Congratulations. I read the account of the game. You probably got a lot more gray hairs today than you did yesterday.
Well, I tell you what, it's a blessing, and it's exciting times for us right now, I just want to say thank you and thank the community of St. Petersburg and the families and my kids, what a night last night,
What a night. I read the account on the last shot of theirs. Did it rim the ball just sitting on the rim and then trickled off?
Well, it was a great look that they had. We played defense very well. It's just one of those things that the ball just bounced our way last night. Our guys, the resilience that they had and the determination, that they played all night and not one time that, our kids felt that they were rattled. They played the part and they stood the test, and again, what a blessing for us.
Well, how many, we had the fellas down here last year, and then of course I did the Sunbass tournament and saw yeah. You guys play. How many of the guys that advanced last year were on this squad that you could count on because, they've been there and done that previously?
Yeah, it's great. It's five that's on the team that was there last year. It's four starters, but three of them, let me back up there. There's six returners, but four of them are starters, So we got a great wealth of knowledge, a great wealth of experience as well. And so, so we got a really good shot at this here. We look like we're going to play Daytona Maitland on Thursday.
Well, when I watched you up there at Sunbash, Northside Christian, of course, that's early in the year. Teams are still getting their chemistry or it's not how you start, it's how you finished. But there was a couple of games there that I knew you were a little frustrated, but this team obviously came together, and I saw the same thing with Gibbs as they won yesterday as well. That's a good lesson for fans out there, for people that watch the game of basketball, that it's a building process during the season. Talk about this team and how taking last year's experiences and building up to this, how that took place this year.
Well, I tell you what, it's funny that you mentioned the Sunbash, and one thing I'm going to do before I get into it is that I'm going to throw a shout out to the Sunbash, because when you look back at the teams that competed in it, a lot of those teams were in the regional finals or actually advanced into state as well, too. So, just hats off to them and the tournament that they put on and the competition as well, too. But going back to there, one thing that we realized, the frustration is there, but we were injured, and we didn't squabble about it. We didn't complain about it. We had players that were out, players that were hurt, and other players kind of stepped up and we had a freshman come in and Amir Gaynor, who gained valuable minutes in that process. So we got something out of it. And then as we started going on through the season, when one was injured, and one got healthy, we had another that was injured and we just kept going on through that process until, actually we got right up close to district time, with our training staff and our assistant coaches and the coaching staff, they did a phenomenal job in getting these guys, ready for the postseason. So we understood what was going on and everybody bought in and in that turn, it gave us an opportunity to now play with a full deck, which again, we didn't complain, we didn't squabble about it, but we're full deck right now. So we're playing very well.
Well, Coach, I know you got a lot of preparation ahead of you. I appreciate you taking a few moments on a very satisfying Saturday morning. However, you have a lot more to accomplish. I'll stay in touch. Wish you nothing but the best, and we'll get you down here after you guys are hoisting the trophy. How's that sound?
Oh, that'll be great. You know, I mean, we're just we're ecstatic about it. You know, come first thing Monday. You know, the guys right now, they're enjoying their Saturday, but come tomorrow, you know, they're in film session. You know, they'll be, you know, we'll be breaking down the film, sending it to them, and they'll be, you know, analyzing, you know, what we need to do, you know, moving forward. But, you know, but one thing I do want to say, though, you know, when we were on the air the last time with you, I kind of mentioned to you, you know, if you're a betting man, you remember me telling you, don't take the field. You know, I would stay with St. Pete High School all day.
Well, I tell you what, we're on the Green Devils bandwagon, have been since I moved down here when I met some friends there, and wish you nothing but success in Lakeland, and we'll talk to you, like I said, after you hoist the trophy, my friend.
Sound good. And thank you. Thanks so much to the station, and thanks so much to the community of St. Petersburg.
He's Chris Blackwell. He's a superb coach, a better leader of young men. And now let's go to Jake Perper, who Coach Blackwell was just raving about Sunbash and the job you do, my friend. That was a nice little promo for you.
I wish I could have heard that. I sound jealous.
We'll get the edit to it, and I'll get it emailed to you. So what a nice win by St. Pete High last night. I had texted Coach early in the week and said, we'll get you on after you guys advance. And then, of course, I saw it, and I don't know if you saw the account of it, but what a game, 48-46, and their last shot rims out, and they advance again. Exciting time of year for you, man.
Yeah, this week has been crazy. I was out at a game on Tuesday over in Brandon. Last night I decided to stream a bunch of games because there was just too many good games at the same time. So, I was watching St. Pete Barron Collier down in Naples. Interesting how St. Pete's season played out. They went through Southeast again, and then they had to go down to Barron Collier, a rematch of last year's event, regional final, and like you said, it the ball rimmed out at the end. St. Pete missed 5 free throws. I don't know if Blackwell mentioned that. So crazy ending. No, but
I didn't want to bring that up either. But yeah, that was down the stretch. They missed 5 free throws.
Yeah, 5 in a row up 1 point, and then Barron Collier just couldn't buy a shot. And then, of course, you know, the pandemonium at the end where the guy missed the lay-in. And, you know, St. Pete's back in the Final Four, and they'll play a tough mainland team that keeps the scores very, very low. I think their last 2 games, they've won with final scores of like 32 and 35. So it could be really scrappy down in Lakeland later this week.
Well, we're talking to Jake Perper. Of course, he is the founder of the Sun Bash tournament we just got in talking about with Coach Chris Blackwell. And one of the things I did allude to him was, you know, watching that. And we did a couple of his games that he, you know, it's work in progress during the process of the season. And you could see that with that St. Pete Green Devil team up there at Northside Christian. And I said, I could see you were disappointed at times, Coach. And he said, well, absolutely. But, you know, a lot of fans don't understand that. Coaches do, players do, that it's, you know, it's work in progress. And the ultimate goal is what they've just achieved. And Gibbs did the same thing, too.
Yeah, Gibbs took advantage and took care of a gateway team from Fort Myers, not the gateway charter team that was in the Sunbash, so not be confused. There's 2 different schools down there. But, yeah, they handled them at home. And now they'll have a pretty tough matchup, though, against Modern Lake down south. They were actually in the Sunbash Miami the 4th year of that. So they're a very talented team. That'll be a tough one at 10 a.m. Next Thursday.
Well, when you look at Sunbash, majority of the teams that you had invited up there were playing last night. A lot of them, weren't they?
Yeah. So there was a total of 10 teams between Tampa Bay and Miami, the 2 events that were in the regional final. That's counting the North Shore team from Louisiana and the Varian from New York. And now, after last night, there is still 8 teams that will be in the state tournament. So, yeah, it should be. And one of them is Florida High, Florida State University High, who lost in overtime to Providence, the defending state champion. So that could have gone either way. That game was insane. But, yeah, I mean, we got 8 teams in the state tournament between the two events, and it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, that was Charlie Ward's team, and I was impressed by that club. I was surprised that they went down last night. Figured that they were just going to hand them the trophy when they got to Lakeland.
Well, they got it in Class 3A. That's one of the toughest classes in the state of Florida for basketball, and Providence is no slouch. I mean, Jim Martin's been coaching there for years. McDonald's All-American coach. He's had Grayson Allen. He's had a ton of guys, and I think they have 3 D1 dudes on that team. So they're no joke.
Hey, when you take a look at basketball, and we discussed that, you're from up north in this state. I don't think it gets the recognition, and we've discussed this before off air. I don't think it gets the recognition because football and baseball are so dominant down here. But I think it gradually, you know, you look across, and you just said the rosters from even an NBA and a G League and D1. There's a plethora of Floridians playing across the country.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. And I think that is starting to get back to that. COVID took away a little bit of that because kids were transferring out. Kids were going to, you know, some of those SIAA schools or some of those prep schools. But the regular high schools are starting to normalize and pick up more talent. Yeah, I mean, Florida is loaded with basketball year after year. I wouldn't do events here if it wasn't that way. So, yeah, absolutely. Football is going to always be king, just like it is in Texas, but basketball is right there. I mean, there's a lot of good talent, and we'll see that in Lakeland starting on Wednesday, and it should be pretty exciting.
Hey, I didn't see how did Tampa Catholic fare? I see that they had another one of the Knox boys on that club.
Yeah, so there's 5 Tampa Bay area teams counting, Tampa Catholic, Wharton, Slam Tampa on top of St. Petersburg and Gibbs. But, yeah, Tampa Catholic won against Brooks DeBartolo at home. So they will be advancing to yet another Final Four, but they have a tough route. They have to go up against Riviera Prep, who was the team that lost the Florida State High last year by 1 point, and also has – they have 5 players, 6'6 or bigger, including a 7-footer and a 6'10 kid. So – it's going to be tough for Tampa Catholic, but, you know, obviously they have Carter Knox, the junior, who one of the top players in the country.
But Tampa Catholic, I mean, their opponent, aren't they still ranked in the top 10, top 15 nationally?
Riviera Prep?
Yes.
No, I think you're probably thinking of, like, Columbus down there with the Boozer Twins.
I'm thinking of Columbus.
Yeah.
They're obviously loaded.
They're 7A, so they're in the biggest class, and they have a chance to most likely go up against the winner of Oak Ridge and Winter Haven, so that'll be pretty interesting. Yeah, Columbus is loaded for sure, and that's going to be like that for the next 3 years.
And Wharton was at your tournament, and they advanced, and I didn't see that coming watching them during Sunbass, but again, work in progress.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing. It's like a lot of those teams, they could come and play and go 0-3 and still make runs, because the good ones that are going 0-3 or 1-2, not necessarily, they don't walk out with their heads down. They watch that film. They learn what the mistakes they made. And obviously St. Pete did that. Wharton's done that because they've gotten better. They handled Charlotte last night, and now they'll go up against probably one of the toughest teams you'll find in all of the state in Dwyer, down in the Miami area, Riviera Beach. They have only lost 1 game this year, and their starting 5 is absolutely bonkers. I mean, they got a kid going for football, and they just have athletes all over the place. So that will be very, very tough, especially a night game up against Dwyer.
When's the action start up there in Lakeland? Is it Wednesday or Thursday?
Wednesday at 10 a.m. Yeah, Providence will be hosting or will be against Windermere Prep, and then everything wraps up on Saturday night. So there should be 4 days of action, a lot of stuff going on.
Well, I'm probably going to try to convince you to give me a report next Saturday if you can squeeze some time in between the game of all the action as we head to the championship Saturday, then, if that'd be cool.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, yeah, before I get off, I just wanted to mention follow the Hoop Vibe. That's my company, the Sun Bashers, underneath that as an event. But the Hoop Vibe on Twitter, the_HoopVibe on Instagram and TikTok, and then the website is thehoopvibe.com. So just want to plug that. There'll be tons of analysis and reports from the state tournament leading up to it and after and obviously during. So check that out.
Hey, I got to ask you, because you keep your finger on the pulse of everything that's happening in the state, even at the collegiate level. You take a look this year at FSU. You know, Miami's having a decent year. Florida's struggling, and you look at the March Madness around the corner, and minimal representation from the state of Florida again. With the growth of the high school athletes, are they not staying in state? What's your opinion? It's the same thing they went through in football and are trying to dig out of right now.
Yeah, I don't understand it, to be honest. The USFs of the world, the UCFs of the world. I mean, FSU's just having a down year because guys, but I think they'll be fine. But yeah, I mean, you look at some of these facilities, USF especially, they have some unbelievable facilities. UCF as well, Florida, Miami, they're all awesome. I mean, FAU is probably the one team that has surprised most people around the country, and they're pretty much a lock for the tournament. So, to answer your question, I don't really know the answer, but I think the consensus and when I talk to people is coaches do need to do a better job of recruiting in-state, and that goes down to D2 as well, so especially with the Sunshine State Conference. There's, like we talked about earlier in the segment, there's a lot of kids in the state, and they're going elsewhere. We've got to find a way to keep them here. So, you know, especially so we can watch them, their parents can watch them and not have a far drive or far flight. And, that's something moving forward that definitely has to be a better move, because I think there's some schools that are not doing a great job at keeping kids in state, and there's a lot of talent here.
I went to two games in the last couple of weeks over at Eckerd, the University of Tampa. And then out of Fort Lauderdale, can't think of the name right now. And, you know, that's Division II basketball. And I was thinking that same thing. I said, these lineups don't have, of course, they're expensive schools, but they're scholarships, D2. But I'm thinking, where are the Florida kids? You know, this is Division II basketball. You travel the entire state. It's a tough conference.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, the one thing that I will say about D2 compared to D1 is, they are fortunate over these last few years, especially with the COVID stuff. They've gotten some ridiculous D1 transfers, some JUCO guys that they probably normally wouldn't have gotten a few years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. Things will start to normalize, but the Sunshine State, again, I tell this to people all the time, kids too, because they think like, oh, I'll just go play D2. It's not like that. It's definitely not like that anymore. That low level of basketball is almost equivalent, it probably is equivalent to a low D1 program. So just keep that into consideration. That's kind of what's going on right now. They're benefiting off of the JUCO top players and a lot of the D1 transfers.
All right, my man. Well, I appreciate you taking time out. We'll talk to you next Saturday. We'll get that coordinated. This is a fun time of year for you. I know that. And we'll be talking next week. Jake Perper, Sunbash, and you name it in basketball, he's the man, and fortunate to have him come on the air. All right, we'll be back for hour number two on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, live from Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill with Peter Gollenbach. Talk a little baseball.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.